Welcome to the Loan Officer Team Training Podcast. This is Irene Duford, and I'm your host, and I'm so excited to have Valerie Saunders on again with me for the second time because she has so much valuable information. So welcome, Valerie.
Yeah, thank you, Irene. Thanks for inviting me to be on again.
Yeah, I'm super excited because I want to hear about things that are happening in NAM and the National Association of Mortgage Brokers. What you're doing. I know this is the 50-year celebration, and it's super exciting. You were kind enough to invite me to speak in January at the Focus 2024, and it was awesome to see all of those loan originators there, and the people that were presenting were bringing such valuable information to everybody. It was very different. You know, one person talked about one thing. It wasn't everybody talking about the same thing. It was, you know, everything from AI to social media to coaching to, you know, training, anything. It was great. It was really, really good. So
Definitely thank you for being a part. The information that the attendees at NAM Focus got was extremely valuable to their business and just kind of helped jumpstarting them for the year.
Yeah.
We've worked really hard at trying to make sure that what we're providing isn't just, you know, basically infomercials of products. People can get that any day of the week.
Yes.
We want you to come to an event and know that when you leave, you're going to have some tool, some strategy, some something that's going to help you grow your business. So that's kind of what our focus is.
Yeah, you definitely delivered in January. That was the one that I was at, and I plan to go to the national NAM as well. So tell us about the national one that's coming up in Vegas.
Sure. So NAM National is October 18th to the 21st. Once again, at Caesars Palace. We will be at Caesars Palace through at least, I think, 2028. We have contracts for. So this year, we're going to kind of have a sports theme called Go for the Win. So you can go for the education, go for certifications, go for speakers, go for the trade show. So that's kind of what our focus is. We do, again, have Barry Habib as our keynote speaker on Saturday. And we are adding a lot of additional speakers, very similar to what we did at Focus and also NAM National 23. So you will see some of the same speakers and then a lot of new ones. You know, we're currently selling our trade show booths. We anticipate on selling out probably by June.
Great.
At the latest, just depending on the last few ones that we have to sell.
Mm-hmm.
And we should have our attendee registration open in early May.
Great.
So we're excited about that one that is coming up in October.
It's going to be well attended. And I'm sure that it's going to be so great with all the speakers that you usually get and all the things going on. And in Vegas, people like to go to Vegas, right? So
yeah,
that there is only it's a draw.
Yeah.
And just the fact that you're having such great speakers and you've got Barry Habib coming. Barry Habib, watching him in person in January, it was so entertaining. I heard parts of his story that I haven't heard before. Mm-hmm. I love his story, where he was, how he grew up, and, you know, who he is now. And he just had such a great, all of the speakers were really great, but Barry just, there was something about his presentation that was engaging and just a great story and such great information. And he's, you know, usually always right.
Yeah. I mean, he is, I've been watching Barry speak for probably 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
He provides just such valuable insight that you really aren't going to be able to get too many other places.
Yes.
And we always love to have him. And actually this year, we always do a party Sunday evening. And so Barry's band is actually our entertainment for the party.
That'll be great.
Yeah. So it's his Rock of Ages band. So we're looking forward to that too.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, good. So I know that you have a mortgage business yourself. You're running that. You're the president of NAM. You've got a lot on your plate. So how do you get it all done? Give us some productivity tips. And I know this isn't planned. I didn't ask you in advance. So I'm putting you on the spot here.
Well, I guess for me personally, number one is I do not make lists. I feel that lists are just ways to put things off. Now, it doesn't mean that I don't email myself reminders. That's my way, I guess, of kind of making a priority list or making sure I don't forget something, but I am not a list person. If I have something that needs to get done, I try to do it as fast as possible, just to, number one, get it off my plate, but also somebody else is waiting for something. So I don't want me to be the reason that you're waiting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm a bad delegator. I always have been. So I'm used to just doing it myself, or I'm relying on the people around me. Definitely, we're a volunteer board. So we all play a very key role in the running of NAM. Mm-hmm. And so, having such a great group of leaders who are supporting me and supporting the organization that I can count on to do things definitely helps and goes a long way as far as NAM goes. Within my business, I just do what has to be done and just keep moving forward. I try not to, like I said, I'm not a list person. I just do it.
You just get it done. Well, that's great.
Yep.
I know recently NAM and you were spotlighted in Houston Agent Magazine. So I read the article. It was great. And it talked about the lawmakers and legislative agenda. And so tell us about that. What are you working on right now with the legislation?
Sure. Well, actually, April 15th to the 17th, we have our upcoming legislative and regulatory conference.
Awesome.
It's being kicked off with a DEI day. The chair of our Diversity, Equity, Inclusion Committee is Nora Guerra, who's a senior affordable lending manager with Freddie Mac. Her and our committee, DEI committee, have put together a really robust agenda going over all aspects of DEI and how important it is to focus on, equitable housing, appraisal bias, looking at opportunities for minority home ownership. So all of that is encompassed in that first day on April 15th. And then the next day is our traditional legislative conference.
Mm-hmm.
We have a variety of speakers, including John Bell, who's the executive director for Loan Guarantee for VA. We also have Director Sandra Thompson, the FHFA director. We also have Adrian Todman, who is now the acting secretary of HUD since Marcia Fudge stepped down. We also have Brandon Milhorn, who is the new president and CEO of CSBS, which, of course, is ultimately over NMLS.
Mm-hmm.
We also have Jeff Markowitz, who is the deputy CAO with Freddie Mac. And then we also have some legislative speakers, including Representative Warren Davidson, who has a real focus on flood insurance. That is a big initiative of ours. We actually have a natural disaster insurance subcommittee that is chaired by one of our board members. His name is Ross Miller. He's been working on that topic for the last 2 years. And we kind of expanded it to natural disasters just because, yes, people are focused on flood insurance. Mm-hmm. However, there's also hurricanes and tornadoes and mudslides and earthquakes. And, there's all kinds of things that are happening, weather related, that are obviously out of our control, that are going to directly affect whether it's homeowners insurance or additional coverages you're required to have. I'm here in Florida. Of course, we're required to have hurricane coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So we focus on that quite a bit. We also have Representative Emmanuel Cleaver. He actually just signed on to our trigger leads legislation. And then we have Senator Jack Reed, who is the sponsor of Senate Bill 3502, which is the Home Buyers Privacy Protection Act, focusing on trigger leads. Obviously, trigger leads, we've been working on that Legislatively, since 2018, this is actually the third congressional session that we've been working on trigger leads, and probably will not be the last congressional session, unfortunately, that we'll be working on trigger leads. But that is a big initiative of ours. As I said, in addition to flood insurance, we have our Gold Star spouse bills that we've been working on for the last couple of congressional sessions. And then, of course, just anything else that happens to come up. So.
There's so much stuff, work that gets done behind the scenes that the average loan originator is not even aware of, that you guys do at NAM, the legislative things, all of the things that are being done on the originator's behalf, on the mortgage company's behalf, that they're not even aware of. And so that's why I wanted to bring you on so you could talk about some of these things. And I know the trigger leads have been a big deal. And think about that. Since 2018, you've been working on it. Look how long it takes and how much work it takes. I was going to say manpower, but it's women power too, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, and it's trigger leads, you know, in particular, I was just on a, like a task force call yesterday that had, you know, MBA on it. It had people from the Independent Community Bankers Association and other trade associations. So it's a collective group, but, you know, as from, and of course we do have a full-time lobbyist, the Williams Group. You know, we're definitely a member-driven organization, and a key committee of ours, of course, is government affairs. So any members that want to participate on a committee, that's a very popular one that people want to like to focus on, because there's always something legislatively, and it may not necessarily just be federal, it may be state, because we do talk about those issues as well. You know, state issues actually are going to really directly affect licensees and their individual states much faster than anything that happens federally. I mean, look, we've been working on this for 6 years, and you know, we don't even know if we're gonna get a markup in a committee by the end of the year. So, and if we don't get anything done by the end of this year, we get to start all over again, because these congressional sessions are only for 2 years, and then if your bills don't pass by the end of the 2 years, you have to start all over again.
Wow. That takes a lot of patience, a lot of work. And like I said, it's things that the average originator doesn't even realize are being done on their behalf. So it's important. It's important work that you're doing. And it takes a lot of patience, and it takes a lot of stick-to-itiveness, if that's a word.
Yeah. Well, if it isn't, it should be. But, but you know, I think a lot of people, our legislative and regulatory conferences is probably one of the most important events that we have, obviously from an advocacy perspective, but it really is a loan originator or anybody in the industry's opportunity to directly speak to their legislators. Of course, they want to talk to their constituents. They want to talk to people that can vote for them. Yes. And they want to hear what your concerns are. And you're not going to really get those kind of opportunities on a day-to-day basis. You know, a lot of times we don't get the overwhelming attendance that we would love to have unless something really bad is happening. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, everybody's perked up, but there's always something going on every single year. So it's, you know, probably one of the most important events that we have, just because of, it is our opportunity to be the voice for the industry and to let legislators and also regulators know what is happening that directly affects the industry, but most importantly, consumers. You know, at the end of the day, it's really about consumers and making sure that they're served appropriately.
For sure. So there's a couple of things that have been coming up on my coaching calls with loan officers and in the training company that we have that come up. And one of them is insurance. So the insurance has become outrageous everywhere, but especially in places where there's a lot of natural disasters, hurricanes and all of that. Like in Florida, a couple of people have mentioned to me how hard it is in Florida right now to even get a home insured, and the astronomical amount compared to what it used to be. And, you know, speaking from the insurance point of view, I could see why they're charging more, but at the same time, it makes it hard for people to buy homes when that's happening. So that's a big deal for you to be dealing with, the insurance, and also trigger leads. It's a big deal with loan originators. And so those are big, important things that are being worked on by NAM and other people as well, like you said. And so what is a way, if someone wants to get involved and, you know, not so involved that they don't do their business, but mm-hmm. involved enough where they're talking to the legislative committees and things like that, how do they do it? Like, give me the steps.
Of course, not everybody has to be as involved as I am.
Right.
So you can be involved just by being a member. We are a nonprofit organization. We're a 501c6. The monies that we get from our membership dollars go towards paying for a lobbyist, mm-hmm. go towards us being able to expend the man hours to go to Washington, D.C., other places to advocate on behalf of the industry. So you can just play a role by becoming a member.
Okay.
The next step is we do a lot of calls to action. If you go to our website, naanb.org, you can click directly on our advocacy tab and then go to call to action. And you can see the different calls to action that we have. We do have two active ones now on the House bill and Senate bill mm-hmm. for trigger leads, and you can respond to those.
That's great.
All you literally have to do is click the take action button, put in your address, and it will auto-populate who your House of Representative members are or who your Senate members are that are representing you. We already have a pre-written letter that you can have sent to them directly, or you can modify it or write your own, but sending information directly through the call to action, you know, or you can become more involved in your state association. Like I said, things that are happening on a state level are going to directly affect you much quicker than things that are happening on a federal level.
Mm-hmm.
Federal may seem bigger, more overwhelming, more a sort of impending doom, but things can happen on a state level that can happen to you immediately. For example, in the state of Florida, our legislative session, yes, they meet annually, but they only meet for 2 months. So in 2 months, they're going to have bills introduced, bills passed, bills signed by the governor, and some of them can go into effect over the summer, mm-hmm. depending on whatever's written in the bill language. So getting involved in your state association. And then, of course, as a member, you do have the ability to participate on any of our committees. So if you want to become more active, we're actually, for our new members, we're starting something new. It's called a Community Builders Committee. And it's going to be meeting monthly. It's going to meet the fourth Thursday of every month. So our first meeting is April 25th. Mm-hmm. So anybody that basically has joined within the last 6 months, we've invited to attend this committee. We're going to discuss NAM's activities, discuss our various committees, tell you about the organization, and see what level of involvement that you want to have.
Love that.
All of us that are participating in a leadership role, we had to take the first step somewhere.
Yes.
In my case, because I'm in Florida, I went to a local chapter meeting. I started getting involved in a committee. I then became president of my chapter, then became more involved in the state. I was president of the Florida Association of Mortgage Professionals 3 different times. From that, I started going to events within NAM. Then I became a board of director member for NAM, served on multiple committees within the NAM Association. Then I obviously moved on to various roles within the national organization leadership, and now I'm president. Mm-hmm. Now, it didn't happen overnight. You know,
right.
What I described is basically a 20-year path, but doesn't mean that your path has to be 20 years. But the key is I started doing something.
Yes.
I started volunteering. I started getting more involved. Mm-hmm. And from there, it just grew. And I found out what my passions were. My passions are education. My passions are events. My passions are government affairs. And of course, my passion is NAM. And of course, my state association, FAMP. You know, it's really about taking that first step and figuring out what is the best first step for you.
Yes. And it doesn't have to take a lot of time. It could be a very simple, easy thing, like you said, just going onto the website. The other thing that you didn't mention, but I'm sure you tell me whether they can do this or not, is they can write donation checks, right? To help.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you for bringing that up. As a member, we do have a political action committee, NAMPAC, and you can donate directly to NAMPAC once again through our website. All of the monies that are raised through that political action committee are 100% go to contributions to elected officials that basically support the goals and initiatives of our industry. By simply, you know, donating money to our PAC, whether it's a one-time donation or a monthly donation, I do. We have something called the 99 Club, which is basically donating $99 every month. It's kind of one of those set it and forget it things.
Uh-huh.
And I've been donating $99 every single month for probably 15 years.
Wow.
So, and $99 a month, it's easy. If it's automatic, yeah. It's not that much money, but it makes a difference if you have 100 people or even Absolutely. 10 people doing $99 a month. That's really good. So yes. I'm glad that you mentioned that, because that's a way people can do it. If they don't have time, so to speak, they can donate money. And sometimes people would rather donate money than give up their time.
Yeah. And that's okay. You know, mm-hmm. it's taking the first step.
Yes.
Become a member. Respond to a call to action. Donate to our political action committee. If you want to get more involved, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Participate on a committee. Like I said, participate in a state association. You know, get involved in a NAM committee and see where you want to go.
Yes.
It's really your path is really up to you.
Mm-hmm. As a mortgage advisor, you know that having a high-performing loan team is critical to building a successful business. But training them can be time-consuming, and it can detract from more important tasks like generating leads and growing your business. But that's where we come in. We created Loan Assistant Mortgage Training Bootcamp, a self-paced online course available immediately to train your team, including newer loan officers, on how to actually do mortgage loans. Our course takes them step by step through the process, from taking a complete loan application to creating effective communication with clients, referral partners, and team members. When they complete the class, they will have the training to be an asset to you and your mortgage business. Visit loanteamtraining.com and navigate to the Loan Assistant Mortgage Training Bootcamp tab to review our course details and enroll. With our training, you can confidently delegate and devote your time to growing your business even more. So let's clarify again, who can join NAM? Tell us who can join NAM, because some people think it's only for brokers and, you know, like that. So explain who can join.
Sure. So we, as an organization, we have bylaws. Our bylaws establish our levels of membership. So we have two different levels of membership. We have one that's called professional members. Professional members get voting rights within the organization. Folks that qualify for a professional membership, you have to be either state licensed or federally registered as a loan originator, or you have to be a branch manager of either a mortgage broker or mortgage lender business.
Okay.
Or you can, of course, obviously be an owner of a mortgage broker or mortgage lender business. Those are professional members. But of course, we also have associate members. And associate members it can be processors, underwriters, account executives, insurance agents, surveyors, appraisers, anybody else within the mortgage ecosystem,
mm-hmm.
or anybody else that maybe can provide a service or a product or just want to get more involved within the organization. So associates is everybody else that doesn't qualify for a professional membership.
Yeah, that's great. That's good. And so they go on to the NAM website to sign up.
Yes. So if you go to namb.org, you can just click the join button.
Okay.
And from there, there's all of our various levels of membership. We do have, you can join for, we have five different options now.
Mm-hmm.
So we have, you can join monthly, which is only $14.99 a month.
Okay.
You can do quarterly at $39.99 a month. You can do a one-year membership, which is $150. You can do a two-year, which is $270. I guess we have four. We do have an auto-renew too, the set it and forget it kind of thing. So we have those various options. Also, we have been running a discount for this whole entire year for anybody that wishes to join to do the, they can do the 1 year membership. It's NAMB 50 and you get $50 off. So it's only $100 for 1 year. And also in all of our renewing members, there's a discount code NAM50RENEW and you get $50 off your renewal. And we're doing that all the way until September 30th.
Well, that's fantastic. $100 a year. I mean, think about all the things that NAM is doing for originators, mortgage companies, anyone in the ecosystem is benefiting from what you're doing every day. So $100 is not hardly anything, in my opinion, considering all of the benefit that is coming your way. So loan officers, branch managers, mortgage company owners, I'm sure they are donating, but if not, become a member. That's the best way you can help. If you don't have time to do any of the other things yet, and you just become a member and you'll be really helping out the organization. So thank you so much for being on. Is there anything else that that I missed that I should be telling people about?
The only other thing I wanted to point out is one of the focuses that we've had this year is really adding a lot of additional benefits to our members. And so we have added quite a few what we're calling strategic sponsors as well as industry partners.
Yes.
So you can go to the website and click on partners and see all of these various strategic sponsors who have all have agreed to provide a discount to our members off of their products and services, including loan team training, which we greatly appreciate. So you can go to that page and see all of the variety from marketing, coaching, training, education, virtual assistance, software. We just did something with AT&T Business where you can get discounts off of cell phones, wireless. We're doing something with HP where you can get discounts off of all kinds of HP products, desktop, laptops, anything other than toner. So really anything you can possibly think of. And we're always constantly adding to it. So I do want to just thank everybody, including yourself, who agreed to be a sponsor of NAM and offer a discount to our members for taking advantage of their services. Because, you know, we're all about providing people as much value as possible. We all are small business owners. We know that obviously there's a lot of administrative expenses that are part of your overhead. And we all want to make sure that you succeed and grow and help you save money. So we hope everybody checks out our strategic sponsors as well as our partners. We've recently added Arrive as a one of our technology partners in addition to LendingPad and LenderPrice and Floify and BrokerPlus. We also have EPM and Freddie Mac and Freedom and Plaza and Windsor Mortgage as our wholesale lender sponsors. And then we just have coaching sponsors as well, Vision for Success and Broker Semo. I don't want to leave anybody out. We also have ICE, Optimal Blue, Outsource Broker Support, EPM. So we appreciate just everybody's support of the organization. Because without members and partners and sponsors, you know, we wouldn't be able to do what we do on an advocacy level or education or anything else. So,
yeah. Well, I consider it an honor to be a strategic partner, and I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to do that because that's one way that I can help the organization. And I just love being a part of it. I think NAM, I wish I'd have done it way sooner. And, you know, met you way sooner. Ginger Bell introduced us, and I appreciate that so much. And I missed out all these years not knowing you sooner. So but now we're friends. And
but you're here now.
And so we're going to take it, enjoy it, and make the best of it now. And I love being part of this. So,
yeah, we loan appreciate officers, being a part.
Yeah, loan officers, make sure that you join NAM. It's hardly any cost at all, but you're helping so many people when you do it. You're helping the whole organization of mortgages and the whole ecosystem, really. And so,
and most importantly, you're helping yourself.
Yes, you are. That's it. You're right. You are helping yourself when you do it. So, I'm so glad you were here today. Valerie. I want to have you on again, talking about different things that we have going on throughout the year. And don't forget to sign up and be a member, and also go to the events, because those events are amazing. You talked about Nora. She from Freddie Mac, and she is an amazing, engaging speaker. I sure enjoyed listening to her and hearing things that she had to say about what was happening. And so all of them.
We did talk about our big events, but we do have our road shows that we do. And Nora and Freddie Mac are a big part of those. Yes. We actually have one next week, April 11th in Sacramento, and May 7th in Houston, May 9th in Atlanta. And we're adding more all the time. So, we hope that you, if anybody's in those areas, they are free. All you have to do is sign up for valuable information. So
that's so great. You know, everybody gets so focused on what they're doing in their own little world that it's easy to forget that there's all of these resources available. And if you take one thing from going to one of these roadshows, even just the roadshow, you take one thing away that you didn't know Freddie Mac did, or you didn't know existed, and you're able to close a loan and help a family because of that, it's amazing. Mm-hmm. So absolutely, it's worth, they're definitely worth going to. And I know that the people I spoke to when I was there at Focus 2024 in Orlando, they were so glad they went. And you also offered at the end, you offered a class, a certification class. Tell mm-hmm. us about that really quick.
Sure. So actually, NAMM, you know, as I said, we have a lot of focuses besides advocacy. Another big focus of ours is education. We do have a variety of certifications. We have our certified FHA mortgage professional certification that's sponsored by Freedom Mortgage. We have our veteran certification, the CVLS, the CFMP, the FHA one we actually have available Friday, April 5th. The CVLS class is being offered in May in Ohio. And then we do have our certified credit specialist. We have also two other designations, certified residential mortgage specialist and a certified mortgage consultant, which does incorporate commercial. Mm-hmm. But we also are an NMLS approved course provider. And one of the benefits of membership is free CE. The only thing that we charge is the reporting fee to NMLS, wow. Which is $12. You will get your 8 hours of continuing education from NAMM as part of your membership. Now, of course, if you do need state-specific education, that's not included in the 8 hours. It is the standard SAFE requirements. Mm-hmm. But we do have partners and sponsors that are schools that do offer discounted education for you to be able to take that maybe one or two additional hours of education that you need.
Awesome. So do it. That's what I would say to all the anybody involved in originating. Do it. Get it done. And I didn't even know that it was free. I knew people were going to it, but I didn't realize it was free because I'm not a licensed originator. So it didn't involve me. But now that I know that it's even free, I'm going to let everybody I know, because why not? Why not get some value and get your certification at the same time? So
absolutely.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Valerie, for being here. I just appreciate you. I appreciate all the work that you do on the originator's behalf and the mortgage companies and everybody in the mortgage ecosystem, right? Or real estate. Just appreciate all that you do and want you to know that it doesn't go unnoticed. People are going to find out more and more as time goes on, as we get the word out there about what you're doing. And so I'm grateful for that opportunity. So enjoy the rest of your week, everybody, and we will see you on the next one.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you. I appreciate you joining us today on this Loan Officer Team Training podcast. It was amazing to hear all of the benefits of joining NAMM. And so I want to share all of that with you. It also includes your continuing education, which I was not aware of until today. So I hope that will help you. I hope you got great benefit from listening to all of the things that NAMM is doing on your behalf. And if you got value out of this, I would really appreciate you sharing it with other loan originators that you know, branch managers, company owners. I'd really appreciate that. That would mean so much to me. Enjoy the rest of your week.